Well, Battle Creek wants to do more than reduce food waste in the city. It wants to totally eliminate food waste. And the energy and the will are there, but they need some help from the USDA. To fill us in is Bill Schroer. Bill is a Battle Creek-based marketing and management consultant with extensive experience in the food industry and someone with whom I've had the pleasure of working. Bill is working with the community on the project. Bill, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Kirk. I appreciate the opportunity.
Food waste. Maybe some of our listeners are not aware of how big a problem that is in the United States.
It's always astonishing when we talk about it. Just the numbers just sort of overwhelming. But in this country, 10% of the energy budget is used for food production. 50% of the arable land in the United States is used for food production, and 80% of all the fresh water consumed in the U.S. goes for food. So we're allocating huge resources, and yet 40%, up to 40% of the food that is grown is either wasted or uneaten. So it's an immense, the scale of this issue is immense. It amounts to about $218 billion, or 1.3% of the GDP. So it's an issue that touches all of us, even though in many cases we don't necessarily realize it. There is waste running throughout the manufacturing, production, distribution, and consumption stream, and all the way down at the household level, which I think many of your viewers would be interested in knowing. It amounts to about 25% of the food or beverages purchased by households are thrown out. It amounts to between $1,800 and $2,500 a year in food wasted. And so it's a problem that extends throughout the industry all the way down to the household level. And in Battle Creek, we have decided to take a run at this. And we did this for a couple of reasons. One is that, and I've been here in the community for a number of years, quite a while, and I'm an ex-Kellogg brand manager. And one of the things that I've always been impressed by is the number of food resources that we have in a relatively small town. Battle Creek is only about 50,000 people, but we have, within the downtown radius of about four blocks, probably more concentrated food resources than exists almost anywhere else in the country. Between Kellogg, Post, ConAgra, a place called Covance Laboratories, the WKKI Institute for Food Research, the International Food Protection Agency, and the list goes on. It's just kind of amazing. And so we're a food town, and food waste being such a big issue, we thought, you know, as a food community, we ought to allocate, you know, time and resources and some of the expertise we have to begin to address this issue of food waste. So a number of people, George Franklin, an ex-VP of Kellogg's, Brendan McCran, an expert in food waste, and myself sort of formed a committee, and we've been working on this. We ended up developing a proposal to the USDA that has to do with combining, making Battle Creek into a zero food waste test market, you know, community, where we would look at evaluating the different component parts or the different component solutions in food waste to sort of determine best practice and to provide a model for what communities around the country could look at to address the situation of food waste.
Yeah, and let me jump in here. The reason for USDA, the listeners may not know, but the USDA declared an initiative called Food Waste Challenge, and then the EPA's got a Food Recovery Challenge. A lot of hype about this, but a little slow on the follow-up from what I understand.
Secretary Vilsack has actually established a goal of reducing food waste by 50% by the year 2030. Well, given the scale of this problem, the USDA, kind of announced a very aggressive challenge, is really going to need to start putting some resources behind solutions all across the country. And you know, we think our approach is one that makes a lot of sense. Battle Creek is an ideal test market because it's relatively small, it's isolated, and as I've indicated, we've got a lot of food expertise. We also have the spectrum of food manufacturers, distributors, mass feeders, obviously households, and we have a large regional food bank here. And each of those component parts contributes to the food waste stream. And the other part that I'll mention is that there's no one silver bullet to addressing food waste. There are things like industrial level composting. There are anaerobic digesters. The whole notion of freshness dating, which is a huge issue, you know, kind of all in and of itself. The notion of household consumption and how people can better keep food and purchase more appropriately and so forth to minimize food waste. All of those factor into a comprehensive solution to this issue.
We're talking about Battle Creek's efforts to totally eliminate food waste in that city. My guest is Bill Schroer. He's a Battle Creek-based marketing consultant. He's working with the community on this project. Bill, you made a request to the USDA in June for some help. I think where I read, you guys need somewhere in the neighborhood of $3 million to get this thing rolling. But what's the nature of that request, and what have you heard from the USDA?
Yes, we submitted a formal proposal to the USDA Rural Development Fund, and there that is the sort of category within which our funding request would normally follow. And Senator Stabenow's office was very helpful in setting up meetings with USDA Rural Development people, and they've been very helpful as well. So we put together this formal proposal for our test market. And we didn't necessarily expect USDA to fund the entire thing. We're looking at community partners. The Battle Creek Community Foundation has been very helpful in underwriting our efforts so far. And we've got other partners in mind, but certainly the USDA, who's made this issue of food waste sort of an iconic issue for the department, certainly we would like to get some support from them. At this point, we've submitted the proposal, but we have not had a formal response to date.
Bill, I'm sure you're concerned with an election coming up. A lot of things are going to go on hold and not knowing the outcome of the election. Is the community prepared to move forward? I mean, you mentioned Post, ConAgra, Kellogg, all these resources. I mean, what's Plan B?
Well, and that's a great question, Kirk. And Plan B, actually, the city of Battle Creek is also a partner. They're very interested in helping, partly because they've got an issue that, which is not, again, not unique with our community, but the EPA recently required the city to shut down their solid waste incinerator, which then leaves the city with a problem, which is not food waste per se, but it falls within the same category of how do we address the solid waste disposal problem, and that's something that some of our solutions could address as well. So we're looking at the city, we're looking at philanthropic partners, and we're looking at private industry partners as ways to fill the gap if, as you say, if things kind of go on hold because of the election and because of a perhaps change of administration or what have you.
Well, you mentioned the Kellogg Company. You got the Kellogg Foundation right down there in downtown Battle Creek, certainly with resources and maybe a strong interest in doing things like this.
Well, we would certainly hope so. We think it's something that would benefit not only the community, but also, you know, across the country, the opportunity to have a showcase of how what best practices are that other communities could learn from. Right now, no comparable situation like that exists.
You're probably aware of this, speaking of best practices, but Michigan State University has a pretty aggressive anaerobic digestion project, which mixes the waste from the farms with the waste from the cafeterias to create energy.
Yes, anaerobic digestion, and actually that's another asset, is the fact that Michigan State University is just down the street from us, up in Lansing, East Lansing there. It's only about 50 miles away, so we would certainly look to their expertise as well. Anaerobic digesters are certainly one of the component parts, but as I've mentioned, there's no silver bullet. Some food waste products are not appropriate for anaerobic digesters, and other food waste is appropriate for anaerobic digesters, but not for industrial composting. So, and then there's another category that can be used to transform food waste into animal feed. So there's lots of different solutions, and part of our goal is to try and demonstrate how those solutions can work interactively to comprehensively address all of the different food waste streams that exist within a community.
Well, Bill, it's a lofty goal. It's a commendable goal. Keep us posted. Battle Creek is trying to totally eliminate food waste in the community. My guest has been Bill Schroer. He's a Battle Creek-based marketing and management consultant, founder and principal of W.J. Schroer Company. Bill, keep us posted, and maybe 6 months from now, after the election, we'll get you back on the show to talk about progress.
Kirk, I would love to do that. That would be great. And thank you again for the opportunity to talk about this.